And joining us is John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Some developing stories this week, and one of them, maybe a new way to watch television, thanks to Apple. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Well, last week was an up-and-down week, but even though the market finished down slightly on Friday, it was a good week. The S&P 500 was up 1.5%. When you take all the ups and downs last week in consideration, this morning Dow futures are up about 34 points. There is some information coming out this week in terms of economic data that might move the market somewhat, and there's some earnings that come out this week from Walgreens and some other big companies, but overall could be a fairly slow week. But let's talk about what is happening. We continue to talk about the economic weakness that shows up in the data that's coming out of China, and that has affected our markets as well as other global markets. We get more of that this morning. Chinese factory activity fell for the fifth straight month. The flash PMI, Purchasing Managers Index, dropped to 48.1. It was expected to drop, but only to 48.7. Now, the significance of that, anything below a rating of 50 indicates a contraction in that sector of the economy. And as I mentioned, it's 48.1, and it's been down for 5 months in a row. But the Eurozone, the PMI number, is looking better. It slipped, but only slightly, and it's at 53.2. And that beat the consensus of the experts out there. So what we're seeing, once again, is contraction in the economic manufacturing sector in China and expansion of the one in the Eurozone. Anybody wants to buy a brand of sauce for your spaghetti? Well, you could for $2 billion. Ragu brand, which is owned by Unilever, says it's up for sale. They're getting significant interest from Hormel and Smucker's, also Post, and Pinnacle Foods. Now, Pinnacle Foods may not ring any bells, but if you ever go to a baseball game at Bonds Stadium, like I did this weekend and frequently do, right across the street is that plant that's been there for many years that makes TV dinners. That's owned by Pinnacle Foods. They're one of the companies that may be bidding on that Ragu brand. And as I mentioned, $2 billion just for the brand of Ragu. Sprint, the number three U.S. mobile operator, says that they're closing 55 stores. They're closing call centers in New York State, Kansas, California, eliminating a number of employees. And, of course, Sprint is 80% owned by Japan's SoftBank Corporation. They say that this is really because of increased efficiency they're experiencing, and they say they're going to retain about 85% of all employees. And back to this TV story. It's revealed this morning in the Wall Street Journal that Apple and Comcast, that they're in talks to team up to come up with a new streaming television service. It would use an Apple set-top box on, and also special treatment from Comcast Cable to ensure that they would bypass the congestion that happens frequently on the web when you're trying to stream. Apple, of course, is the world's most valuable company based upon market cap, and Comcast is the largest U.S. cable provider. Now, if this does happen, and it's preliminary, there would be investments that would have to be made on both sides, probably to the tune of several billion dollars, but it would bring a new level of cooperation and integration between a technology company, Apple, and a cable provider, and many people say that it could really modernize the way that you watch TV. Both those companies, giants, and they have the capital to make it happen. We'll see if it does and how quickly it comes about.
All right, John, we'll watch that, and thank you.
Take care, Bill.
All right, John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith.